Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody who knows this song, sing along.
Oh yeah, and anybody that knows this song, which most of you do, you're welcome to sing along. So if you all stand up.
Yeah, the drum.
Again, and it's already September. Can you believe that? Man, I swear, I didn't even get a chance to really get off and enjoy the summer. It passed by so quick. But anyway, giving shout out to all your listeners out there, all you supporters around the world, across the ocean, across the country, south and north. And it's good to have your support. And it don't sound like we got a lot of support. When you hear the radio show, you just hear us, you know, talking and things like that. You don't see an audience. You don't know. And even myself and us who do the radio show, we don't see or know what's happening. But we have supporters and listeners out there, and that is really something else, you know. And I appreciate it. I was, you know, one of a couple of things I wanted to touch base on, you know, taking care of Unchi Maka, you know, appreciating her is something I wanted to touch on. And people, you know, a four-year-old baby girl with autism wandered away, and they found her dead in some water, lake or water or something. You know, I'm really stingy and possessive with my children. They ain't leaving my sight. And I'd be real careful if anybody babysits them, you know. That's just me. But people out there, you know, you go down the road, I see people walking down the road down by the store, right on the road, man, woman, and the little babies walking on the road. Kind of man and woman. You would put that child on the inside to the curb, not out on the road. But there's a lot of that goes on. I want to, you know. And more street violence, and I was laughing because some woman got a phone call from her daughter, and her daughter said, "Could you bring me a towel? I'm all wet." Said, "What happened?" She said, "I got baptized today. I guess some priest or somebody, or you know, these Christians went over there and baptized 100 kids." Without the parents even knowing. Just baptized them, you know. And anyway, I see Tahanshi here and talking about Unchi Maka, you know. I'm glad you're here, Bimber. And I know you're out there enjoying Unchi Maka right now, you know. And if you want to lead us off right now, are you, if you're able, or you can take over.
Oh, we'll say a prayer and we'll get started. That's, you know, that's right. It's always a good way to start something. So we'll just I'll say a quick prayer. I don't know, I might lose you guys because I'm way over here on the west coast, and I don't know how things are going.
We'll see. We can't predict the future, yeah. But we'll see.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll
yeah, sometimes it goes in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
let me say a quick minute, Tosh.
What are you talking about, in and out? Go ahead.
It goes in and out. I'm talking about the reception.
I can't talk because it keeps going in and out. Go ahead, Tahanshi. Go ahead. I'm just messing with you.
Stay prayer and we'll get started. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Right on. Really, thank you for that, you know, and I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, you can describe where you're at and all that, because I wanted to talk a little bit about how people care for the earth and the land, you know, and what people think about it. You know, some guy was talking about how our country, this country, got destroyed in the last 200 years in the name of, they call it, the Washita calls it a progress. And
yeah.
This guy got kind of attacked. They said, oh, they asked him, why are you saying that? Or who's doing the destroying? He said, colonizers and all that. And that guy jumped on, why, you're a colonizer too. And, you know, just don't worry about it. It's be happy, you know. Be happy we're doing better than other countries, you know. And, you know, I seen that post and I said, damn, you know, on Facebook, I said, oh, wow. So I put my 2 cents in, but you know,
yeah,
it makes me realize how people actually, you know, we can say, you know, it's not our fault, or you can say, be happy that we're doing good and all that and everything. But you know what? That's something to think about. If we got this much destruction in 200 years, what's 200 more years going to be like for our children, for our grandchildren? Our tacosos are going to have children and their tacosos. You know, how much further are we going to last? You know, with the kind of attitude that people have out there, you know, what's that fancy word they use, nonchalant, about how our earth is treated. And the reason why I'm glad you're here and saying that is because right now you're in a position, you're enjoying the sweetness of Unshimaka, you know, where you're at. And, so maybe you could tell people where you're at and what's going on.
Oh, I'm way over here on the west coast, as far west as you could go. I'm at this a kind of like a little park. Well, the Indians used to come here to fish and collect abalone, you know, to get their supplies for the winter. This was one of the spots that these Native Americans used to come. For thousands of years they came here to this area. And the family I'm married into, they've always come down here. This is one of their spots that they come visit the ocean. And it's called Abalone Point. And it's a place kind of like in the Black Hills where they go in and they gather things. Well, that's basically what these Native Americans did here. It's right by the ocean. The ocean's right, you know, it's in my front yard, basically where we're camped. And these talking about destroying. When these Washitus, these Park Service, the Washitus got a hold of this stuff, they made these places where these Indians camped state parks. The state took over everywhere these Indians go to fish and get their winter supplies, get supplies ready for the winter. Well, the Washitus, when they came in, and they're charging people $35 a night to put a tent up and stay, see. And the Native Americans here had a battle with the United States government and the state to where the Native Americans, this is their territory. They can't charge Native Americans. We had a big old falling out about that a few years back when we came out here, because some young Park Service girl wanted to show her how big her balls is. And you're talking about a girl that's probably about 20 years old. And she wanted for us to show the money that we paid for. And we told her Native Americans don't pay to be here. This is our land. And she wanted to argue, and she was going to ticket us. So we told her to call her supervisor. So her supervisor came out, and they chewed her ass out. He said this was settled in federal court, where Native Americans come free. This is theirs. He said they've been doing this for thousands of years. He said we're the intruders. See, this Park Service guy was honest about it. So a lot of these natives in this area still come to these areas. But they're limited. See, before they could supply themselves for the winter. Now the Park Service keeps an eye on them, and they're limited to some like five fish a day and three abalone or something. I don't know what the heck the deal. And seaweed. See, there's a lot of things that these natives take from the ocean for their supplies for the winter. See, and now it's limited because of all these colonizers or these people like that guy said, oh, get over it. He doesn't understand the destruction they created. When they brought the Vietnamese people over here, they damn near wiped out all the abalone and the seaweed and a lot of these urchins along the coast here. They had a field day over here, those Orientals, and they almost wiped it out. See, and the natives were the ones that told what they were doing. So eventually the natives had to take them to court and put a stop to it again, see. Was because of the destruction they were causing. And the Washichus, they don't think like that. See, this is a beautiful place. The ocean's right here. I'm looking at it right now, sitting here talking to you guys. Real nice sunset, you know, and waves coming in that it's starting to get kind of, misty because of the water coming off the ocean. But it's a wonderful place, and these Indians that have been doing this, they took care of these places because they came back year after year to utilize it because it supplied them with the nutrients needed for the winter. See, these Washichus, to them, like right now, it's Labor Day weekend, and there's, Jesus Christ, there's peckerwoods all over the place, walking in front, you know, walking through your campground and stuff. No respect, you know, and kids destroying shit, and little white kids. It's all about destruction to the Washichu. Like Kosh, you said, the brain development of a Washichu. We teach our kids not to do this, not to do that. Treat this good, treat this, you know, do this. These things you don't treat that way. But those Washichus, they don't do that. So right now, there's some kids trying to destroy a bathroom over here. For what? I don't know. You know, they're just over there banging the doors, knocking on shit. You know, and they're running amok, and their parents are sitting there just watching them. And yet we have our kids by us, where we control that. See, and the destruction these kids are doing, and their parents don't even give a shit. And they say for progress, for humanity. To me, it's mass destruction. There's people, these Washichus, there's only supposed to be a certain amount of people in each camp. Shit, right beside us here, there's about 30 people camped in one spot. And they get them out there now when you tell them that, see? And they even argue with the Park Service, see? But they're Washichus, so the Park Service doesn't do shit to them, see? Now, if that was Native Americans, they'd ticket those Native Americans. See, that's how it works around here, everywhere. So the favoritism shown to Washichus, the destruction that they do, they never pay a price for it. And that's why these people, like this guy said, get over it. You know, what he doesn't understand is this ocean is so polluted right now that some of the stuff you can't eat out of there. And I mean, why? It's because of all the shit and stuff they dump in there. all this fertilizer and all these guys trying to get rich off of wine, using all this chemicals and stuff. It's all leaching into this ocean. And what Tanashi said is true. But, you know, one time our grandfathers used to tell us this, that someday there's going to come a time where all the gold in the world ain't going to be worth nothing. They said a cup of water, people are going to fight over a cup of water. That day's coming, and we see it now happening. But yet, how about these white people? They don't think like that. They don't even think for the future. See? And the respect they show Uchimaka, the mother that we walk on, the mother that supplies us with everything we need. Look at the destruction, all the trees. You know, a lot of these people think driving along this coast and stuff, all these trees, you go behind the trees, behind the hill over there, it's all clear cut. There's nothing back there. So it's all what the public could see. See, that's how they operate. That's how these Washitas operate. It's they're liars. And the guy that said get over, he better think long and hard, because his grandsons, his granddaughters are going to be paying exuberant prices. I mean, prices that he doesn't even imagine now for water. If they even get it, see. And like the grandfather said, they're going to be fighting over it. And the one that controls the water is going to control everything, see. That's what we was told way back in the day. And I didn't think it was possible. And now and they even told us they're going to sell the water. Now look at stores. Everybody. Look at Mississippi, Jacksonville. All the people, they can't drink the water because it's polluted. You know, this is the stuff that's happening. And there's a Washitu guy saying, oh, enjoy it. You know, then those are the people that cry the most whenever something happens to them. See, they're the biggest victims. They don't think about it. They could have prevented that. See, they could have prevented that or been a part of it. See, and they don't, they don't think like that. Me, myself, I'm sitting here watching this ocean. I think about that. About all those, there's a couple of whales out there not too long ago, you know, blowing their spots and stuff. It's a wonderful thing, beautiful thing. But yet, how long is that going to last? Are my grandkids going to see that? Are they going to continue coming back here to see something like that? It saddens me because all these Washitus here, like I say, they don't even give a shit. And they say camping. But you know what, man? All these people here have campers. They have campers. It's not, they're not camping in tents or anything. It's all campers, mobile homes. And besides their mobile home, holy shit, man, they got, goddamn, the things they do, you know. And they have no care in the world. It's all these Washitus. Everything is me, 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 you know. And like that one saying, get over it, you know. He's got to get over himself because his grandkids are going to pay the ultimate price if he ain't careful, you know. And we're headed that way right now. And you could ask Tanashi, you know, what I'm talking about. We think of Lakotas, we think about these things because we were taught to respect those things. These things are important to us because it takes all of us, is what we was told. And we never, you know, if a Washitu wants dirt or some kind of dirt to make a battery, he'll destroy a whole fucking mountain, excuse the language, but he'll destroy a whole mountain to get a couple ounces of that. Look what they do with gold, that real fine gold. They rip whole mountains down just to get 20 ounces of gold, you know. And that's how they do it, see. And how about the animals and the plant life that naturally grow there? What about them? They're displacing them. They're getting rid of them. They're killing a lot of them. The bugs, the things that help us, help them. They don't think like that. All they're worried about is that shiny stuff. And like our grandfather said, someday water is going to be worth way more than gold. They said they could bring all the gold in the world, but water is going to be worth way more than that. And we're headed that way. Because remember, water is life. Water is the main thing that we all need. Like I said, look at Mississippi. You know, all those people over there are complaining because there's no drinking water. You know, and it's getting worse and worse because long ago, do you remember, Tunch, you when we was kids, we could go drink at the creek. This wasn't too long ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
We drank right beside our horses. We'd water our horse and drink the water right alongside of them. We can't do that no more because it's so polluted, you know. And they tell us, don't drink the water. It's polluted, you know. But back in the day, we could, any creek, we could go to any creek and drink water out of there. And that's how many years ago, Tanshi? Shit, 70 years ago?
Yeah.
You know? And think about how far we've come in 70 years where we can't even go to the creek and drink. And while she's just saying, oh, enjoy it? You know, I want my kids, like I told you, I'm sitting here on the West Coast and my grandkids are enjoying this. I'm up here with my grandkids. And they love the beach. They love running on her. They love playing on her. They love fishing. They love doing all these things down here at the ocean, running in, swimming. But yet, how long is that going to last? It scares the heck out of me when I start thinking about that. I talked to my wife about that just yesterday, about how they're doing it, the destruction they're creating. Every day it gets worse and worse, you know. And yet, like that one fool, get over it, you know. No, I can't, me. You know, because he's one of the biggest fools for attacking this guy that's taken up from Mother Earth. This Makoche, this land that we're walking on, that's our relation. How does he feel? He's basically desecrating his own ancestors because they're buried on this earth. He thinks he's got no relations. That's what it is. That's a Washita mentality. See, they have no spirit. Now you guys understand what I mean by Washita has no spirit. See, their destruction. Everything's about destruction. Look at their Catholic. Look at this Christian organization. The cross. It does not symbol where they hung that man. That's not what that symbol. That symbol stands for the sword, death. And yet they worship it every day. Oh, Jesus died. No, he didn't. It's a lie. And it's people like that. That guy's saying, oh, enjoy the benefits. Everything easy. They want somebody to wipe their ass is what it is. They can't even wipe their own ass. See, that's what's going on out there. So this guy's a big-ass fool for saying something like that, and he don't even realize it. And Tanshi's right for getting on that and telling that fool whatever it was, you know. And me, myself, Tanshi, I'm proud of you for doing that because I'm sitting here looking at this ocean. Man, it's beautiful, you know what I mean, especially at the sunset. How those waves come in and those birds and, oh, man, it's – and I want my kids and my great-grandkids and their kids to enjoy this. But at the rate we're going, it's not going to be here for them. It's disappearing in leaps and bounds quick. And this all in 70 years. You know, and my wife was telling me about that, how they used to come here. There's nobody here, no Washitus. But yet now it's all packed. And they're throwing shit away. They don't even care, you know. Getting on bikes, running, ripping through places they're not supposed to be going and acting like it's theirs to do this, see. And that's not what it is. They do more destruction than anybody. And to me, it's shameful because the earth shouldn't be treated that way. But yet that's what they do, you know. They go way over. Washita has got no spirit. And that's why he's so damn destructive. And they know that. See, they're idiots. They're fools. And that guy that said whatever he said about that guy that stood up for the earth, he's the biggest damn fool there is. Because when his grandkids on his knees begging for water, what is he going to do?
You know what, Koltashi, this guy, the guy who was sticking up for the earth, is a Mexican dude, and the guy who attacked him was another Mexican.
Damn. See, that's what I mean. Shit, you know. Brainwashed. You know, that's what they call Washita thinking. He gave his indigenous up a long time ago to be Washita, see. That's what it is, you know. And it's getting worse. Like I say, it's getting worse.
You see, they're being... the population is growing of I'll say Mexicans, because I hate to call them indigenous when they are indigenous, but they you know, they're something else. Because you know, like I was in Walmart and I seen this guy go over to they were selling corn. So this guy starts stripping all the corn and inspecting each one, and if it's bad, if it's not to his liking, he throws it back in there. So there's a pile of corn husks, and he says, and then he does all that and walks away with six ones that he approves.
Shit.
And he's got about 20 or 30 of them laying around there that he don't want after he rubbed his funky hands on them. You know, that's the kind of people that are out there. And that's why they're killing each other, you know, gunning each other. They have a whole different moral ethics than indigenous people. And I don't know. I think that's what the Catholics did to them, you know.
Yep.
They have no care for un simaka, you know. That's why they're that, and that's a pretty, I'll call them a race, because they should, they're indigenous, they're brown like us and everything, totally wiped out from being Catholics. That's why they put the sign of the cross on their chest when they go kill somebody or stuff like that, you know. But not just you mentioned the Orientals going out there and killing out there, doing what they do, taking advantage, and they do that, you know.
But
why is this? It's because the Washichu purposely let all these people in to get rid of us. You see, they had a plan to get rid of us. They brought in all different kinds of poisons to poison us. They brought in the blacks, you know. They brought in the blacks, but everything turned against them. Now they can't stand the blacks, but the blacks are up to the population just like them. And same way with Mexicans. They hate Mexicans. But look at there's millions of them, you know.
Yep.
Unfortunately for us, they don't allow us to populate and breed like the rest. They're on us. They're poisoning us. They're they got our women brainwashed into thinking we can't have kids. We can't take care of them. And then they're destroying all the food and everything else, you know. So that's why we're in a whole different ball game. We can't populate. I mean, me and you did. We sure got thank Wakan Tonka for our kids and grandkids and great grandkids.
Yep.
You know, for us that have lots of kids, I'm proud. But there's people out there that are denied this. And there's people out there that are women, our indigenous women, are brainwashed, you know. They're brainwashed into trying to be vegetarians and all that. No indigenous person can be vegetarian. Our whole metabolism is built on eating meat, you know. So... But they listen to the Washichu. Man, you know what? There's so much. We could spend, we could do a 100-year radio show and not go through it all. But how the damage that the Washichu did. But they did it now. So we can blame the Chinese. We can blame the Mexicans. We can blame the Asapa, you know. They're the cause of it all. They're the cause of the elephant's tusk getting ripped off in Africa, the rhino's tusk getting ripped off, because the Washichu wants to have medicine to make their pecker get hard, you know.
Yep.
So they pay for all this stuff because the Chinese went and told them they can last longer if they drink elephant tusk tea or whatever, you know.
And yeah, aphrodisiac.
So they spend, yeah, aphrodisiac, and they spend millions of dollars paying for this. If you track it down, it all comes back to that white race, you know, and they're destroying everything, like you said. And to top it off, they made it so they're in charge of the places they're destroying.
Yep, yep.
Like that, like you're at. They're in charge
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
They're the ones make the laws of what you can do there and what you can't do there. But they're in other words, the coyotes in charge of the chicken coop, you know?
Yep.
And
that's what it is.
And you know, our people, we're the caretakers of the earth. You know, everybody had, every race had a purpose, and our purpose was to be caretakers of the earth. Well, how can we be caretakers of the earth when they diluted us down to a couple hundred thousand to 2 or 3 million? Or like there's only not even 5 million registered natives in this country.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
You know, in this country of 320 million, not even 5 million of them are really real proven Indians, you know?
Yeah.
And then,
yep.
And the, you know, those Mexicans, they're Indians too, but they're,
you know,
they're done. They're,
Tunchy, there was, you know, not to cut you up or anything, but there was this guy. I called him a Mexican and he got pissed. And I said, well, I thought you was Mexican. He said, no. He said, a Mexican is a Spaniard that bred a native woman. He said, that's what a Mexican is. He said, and then he said some kind of, I can't remember what he said. He named a, he said, that's what I am. But was, he said, he's they're indigenous people that live in the mountains in Mexico yet. And he said that they're not Mexicans. He said, they're natives of that country. And he said, we're in the same boat you are. So he said, I hate that. He said he hated that name, Mexican, because that's like a half-breed or a brainwash, like the Christians did here to these Indians. See? And that's what he said. And he said that
that's
a Mexican, all it is a Spaniard speak in India. That's what he said. And he said Spanish is a European language is what he said.
A Mexican will say, I'm going to talk to you in my language, and he starts talking Spanish, you know?
Yeah, see, and that's a European language, see? That's like this English, same damn thing, same difference, and that's what this guy said, and that's what he,
like,
you know, and I thought about that, and I thought about that, and
that's
true,
like
what the guy
said
was true.
That's like me telling the audience here, hey, I'm going to speak to you in my language. And I'm talking English.
See, that's what he said.
I want it plain and clear. I'm not talking my language. I'm talking English. You know?
That's what he said.
Nobody else is going to understand. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody, you know, so because they ruined it so bad, for us to have an audience, we have to talk English. Because they ripped our people off so bad, they can only hear English, you know?
You know,
and that's
what this guy said was that it's like calling him, like he said, what did you guys call the like he said, the widows or, you know, mixed blood, the Tom half-breeds. And he said, that's like you calling me a half-breed. He said, I'm not. He said, I'm a native. He said, I'm an Indian from, and he named some tribe down there in the mountains. But he said, you insult me. No.
They got their own language, too. I was down there years ago, and those ones in the mountains, they don't speak Spanish. They speak their own language.
Yeah. That's what he said.
They're more full-blood than a lot of these Indians over here, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? He spoke a language. him and he had this other guy with him, and they spoke. And Tranchi, it was not even Spanish. It didn't even come close to Spanish, you know. And it kind of blew me away. And that's, he said, I insulted him by calling him a Mexican. He said, no, he said, I'm indigenous. You know, he said, I'm not Mexican. He said, that's a half-breed. He said,
that
kind
of felt like
bad
me.
Because,
that's
you know.
That's like me on a train in the Ukraine. I was coming,
yeah.
You know, it's not Ukraine. These guys call me an American. I said, hey, don't you call me an American. Man, they got, you know, they tripped out. I said, don't call me an American. I'm Lakota, you know. And
yeah,
after that, it was all buddy-buddy with me. They wanted to take selfies with me and all that, you know.
Yeah.
But at first, when they didn't like Americans, you know.
Yeah.
And they said that. And I said, don't you have to call me no goddamn American, you know. I pointed that out to them, you know.
Yeah.
And that's probably how that guy felt, you know. And he's
yeah,
right, you know.
I apologized to him, shook his hand. And I said some stuff in my language, you know, Lakota language.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
He was real surprised. He said, yeah. And he shook my hand. He said, the apology accepted. And he said, we're the same, you know. And it made a lot of sense to me because he was insulted because I called him a Mexican, you know. And I don't like it when people try to call me something else. You know what I mean? I'm Lakota, you know. And
you know,
and a lot
people
of times,
like that.
They say, are you? Yeah.
Indigenous people like that is the ones we need to stay connected with because we're the minority of the indigenous, of all the indigenous people. We're the minority because the majority of indigenous people don't even know they're indigenous. They think they're ashamed of they're brown, you know? I mean, they try to get away with saying they're something else, you know? Because they're so ashamed to claim they're indigenous, you know. And I remember when I was young, a lot of Indians weren't claiming Indian. My brother named Kenny Charlie. He was playing like he was Chicano all the time. And I was down in South Eaton, and his mom said, she said, you know, we're not Chicano, we're Shoshone. And I said, really? And that's why she liked me, because I didn't hide that I was Lakota, you know?
Yeah.
And see, Kenny kind of didn't want me to meet his mom either. He was kind of, after that, I kind of broke him of that, and he started being proud of being indigenous. One time he even showed up with a mohawk. He thought that made him.
I have a son-in-law that you know, his mother's and his father they're kind of natives from Mexico, but he didn't know, like, the native, you know, the Indian that's still alive here in America. See, and then when he met my daughter and he met our family, that boy, he was real surprised because there was real Indians, and his mother and father were real Indians. See? And he said that he didn't know any other Indians that were alive. See? And he said the history books are liars, is what he said. But see, that goes to show you how these Washichus teach these people to be ashamed of who they are. See, and that's how it works. You know, like he was talking about back home. A lot of my relations didn't want to be Indian. But yet, we were Indian. We were Lakota. And my dad made damn sure we remembered every day, you know.
Yeah,
and
my dad.
And my mom the same way. Yeah. And my mom the same way. So we couldn't be anything. And he always told us, your name is Long Wolf. He said, don't be ashamed of that, you know. And those people that were shortening their names, taking, you know, or pronouncing it different, spelling it different, all this other stuff back in the day, you know. And that's how brainwashed a lot of our people got, you know. And I see it like that guy called him Mexican, man, he got pissed, you know, he got mad.
Yeah.
And I had to question him, and he said he was from the mountains, and he was not a Mexican. He said, I hate them, he said, you know, because he said the half-breeds, like the problems we had with half-breeds down here, basically the same set up down there, he said. You know, he said, you go into these cities, And he said, we're looked down upon because we're supposed to be below them. He said, but yet we have the best of the best when we go into town, he said. And they want our, you know, what we make and what we sell, he said, because it's the best. He said, because we still have that, he said. See? And he said, these guys, he said, that are ashamed of us, he said, there's nothing to be ashamed of. He said, I'm proud of who I am, you know. And I know what he's talking about because we lived through that, see. We
yeah.
did that. And before, that's why I love American Indian women for that one reason. In 1973, a lot of Native Americans woke up to who they were. They didn't want to be Washita anymore. You know, like my cousin Pedro Bisnet, before he died, he used to tell us that, see. And we, you know, these Yes guys used to give us a bad time. And he used to tell us that these people don't own nothing. He said, their fathers floated in on a ship. He said, always remember. He said, you're the landlord. He said, they're not. That's what Pedro Bisnet used to tell us, see. And he told us to fight. He said, don't be afraid of them. He said, when you start fighting back, you'll see what I mean. And he got killed. 73 happened. And look at it today, see. Everybody, she had even Hassapas and you name it, Orientals, and I mean, they all want Indian names, you know, whatever that means, to go to India and get it, you know. Mine's a Lakota Chaje, Lakota name, you know. And that's the difference, see. And me, myself, I'm proud of, you know, when they say Native American, it kind of pisses me off, too. What is a Native American? That's a handle that the Washichus gave us. You know,
yeah.
What happened to, like you were saying, Shoshone?
Native.
Yeah, it happened
American.
To Lakota, see.
There's
yeah.
no way to be them both. You can't be a Native and American
no.
at the same time. As
you can't. That's
thing,
the thing.
You know, because wow. there's no such thing as American anyway. They made
yeah.
that up,
yeah.
you know. And, you know.
And look at just the name Native. That in
yeah.
itself is a slap in the face to us. You know what I mean?
That
because
makes
we're people
like
of this earth.
That makes
you know?
It sound kind of naked. You know,
and
you
like
know.
You were saying, Tanshi, we're here because the earth is here. You know what I mean? It's not the other way around.
Yep.
You know, and these Washichos and these people like that, they think the earth is here because they are. See, that's bullshit. That's total BS all the way around. You know, and that's how the Washichos think. See, and that goes back to that guy you was talking about. That's how he thinks. Oh, in the name of progress, enjoy it. You know, the thing about it is progress is killing us in leaps and bounds. And in the past 50 years, Tanshi, how much destruction, the ozone, the air, the water. Think about that. In 50 years, we can't, like
yeah,
I was telling you,
yeah.
we can't even go to a creek and drink water anymore because it's contaminated,
back,
it's polluted.
Getting back to that, Tanshi, you know,
yeah.
I remember just say, 1996, I remember
yeah.
Going down and bathing in the White River over there by Oglala, back there, like
yeah.
you head towards Red Shirt,
yeah.
by Ricky, forget their names, live out there. And I was, in the last 10 years, went over there. And the water's dry. It only comes through when it's flood because they're
yeah,
still in the
yep.
water in Nebraska. So the White
yep.
River is drying up.
Yep.
All, you know, certain times of the year it's running and certain times of the year it's not. And that was a pretty good-sized river. It's bigger than our little White River, you know?
Yep.
And
yep.
and even Cheyenne River that come out of Hot Springs. You know,
yep.
that river
yep.
is drying up. Rosefoot
yep.
Dam was a beautiful lake when I was a little boy. We used to swim there and fish there. You can't even there. We can't swim there no more because my son got an ear infection and all that, and they closed it down for swimming because the Washichu's
yeah.
cows. This dam is fed by springs. That come
yeah.
from the out there in the plains where the Washichus allowed to graze their cattle, and the Washichus
yeah.
injecting these cows and everything chemicals and everything. So their pee is full of chemicals, you know?
Yep.
And everything.
Their pee, everything.
Yep. Yeah. So Rosebud Dam, and I heard He Dog Dam has Ebola in it. You
God
know?
Damn. Holy
you
Christ.
Know? And we used to go
yeah.
there and catch some badass pike out there, you know?
Yeah.
The biggest pike I ever seen in my life, me and my brother Larry caught it there. But,
yeah.
you know, nobody's going there no more. Just like
yeah.
Oglala Dam, you know? You know, we
yeah.
had beautiful places that got ruined. And who ruined it? It wasn't us. Because we've
yeah.
been there for a million years and never tore up no lakes and dams like they did. I used to come back from California and go through by Chama, New Mexico, and there was a lake. I used to stop there and fish all the time. Well, one last
yeah.
time I went through there, I pulled in there, was going to pull in there, and here there's no more lake there, just green grass. Dried up.
Dang.
And the Great Salt Lake's drying up. They're finally admitting it, you know?
Yep, yep.
And that's why when I heard this guy, you know, this thing on Facebook, this guy scolded somebody for trying to save Mother Earth, you know? You call
yeah.
it Mother Earth. And how the Washita destroyed it in 200 years, you know,
yeah.
this country. And this guy attacking him, I was thinking, damn, man. That's why. So I made a post. You know, I put a picture of me and my two babies. They're in the
yeah.
White River because I love water. Even my big ass, I don't care. I'm like a kid when I get in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be in there, you know. So I get in there with the kids, you know. And I was thinking, gee, this is the little White River here is the last thing hanging. You know, it's the
man,
last thing
oh man.
Hanging. And if this goes, what's going to happen, you know? And it's so fragile. The Little White River isn't as big as the Mississippi River. It ain't as big
yeah.
as the Cheyenne River was, you know, but for some reason it's still flowing strong, you know? And
yeah.
And I thank Wakantanka for that. But the biggest thing about it is how things are getting destroyed, how these Washita are tearing everything up and forcing us to drink the water they pipe in when we never had to do that before.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yep.
And this is just in the last 30 years. You know?
Yep.
In the last 50 years, that Rosebud Lake was a beautiful lake. Filled. It wasn't a dam. They dammed it up, but it was filled
yeah.
by springs. And the water, you could drink it. Chase's Woman's Dam is another one. You can't even go
yeah.
there no more. The water's funky. When I was young, that water was filled up by the springs. It was cold because the water came from under the earth. And you
yeah.
could drink it, you know, and you could see all the way
yep.
to the bottom. But now you can't drink this water in these places, you know. And even there down when I was lived up at the cabin there by the Sundance, I used to get my water at that spring down there.
Yeah.
I used to go down there and fill up and get my coffee. But even that got messed up, man, you know.
Man. Yeah.
You know, and look, the Pacific Ocean where you're at, that's the biggest ocean in the earth. And I was
yep.
watching one of these movies, they reality shows where they
yeah.
put naked people out in the islands. And these
yeah.
naked people, to survive, they would put them on an island way out in the middle of the ocean down there by, and well, they were digging up. They were. What was happening was survive was pollution that went ashore. Plastic bags, plastic this, plastic bags, stuff that the storms brought in and funked up these islands. There's no beautiful
yeah.
islands no more.
Yeah.
All the islands out there are trashed up. You know, the Washichu and we can say China or whoever, but their progress has polluted the whole entire Pacific Ocean. And now, you know, whales are dying out there. You've seen those whales. I'm glad you brought that up, because there's the giant, the biggest whale on Earth is called a blue whale, a baleen whale. There's only like so many hundreds of them left on Earth.
Yep.
You know, Hershey, speaking of that, right here, right where we sit, not too far from here, there's a ship graveyard where the military, when they want to dispose of a ship, they load all kinds of stuff and they bring it out here and sink it. So there's ship graveyards out here that are contaminating this ocean as we speak. See, because of all the stuff that they put on these ships, these chemicals, these things that nobody wants as trash, they're putting them on them thinking that the water is going to hide it, and they're sinking them off these coasts. See, and a lot of people don't know about that. See, and these are that. So that guy that's talking nonsense and saying get over it and stuff, he should come out here and really research shit like that, because he'll find out that the Pacific Ocean isn't gonna sustain us very much longer. As a matter of fact, here in California, because of the drought conditions we're in now, as I'm speaking, there's some scientists that came on and said at the rate it's going, they said by what is it? What's the year now? 2022. He said by 2025, there's going to be mass water shortages here in California. And it's happening right now. What is that? That Hoover Dam or Lake Mead or whatever it's called. That's drying up, see. And that's fed by the Colorado River. And they're not getting no snowfall. They're not getting no rainfall. So it's drying up. And pretty soon, they said people are going to be, they won't be able to pump water because of the mud. So they told people to either start conserving now and hope the weather patterns change, or we're up shit creek. That's what that woman told everybody. She said by the year 2030, she said the population here in California is going to be gone because of the drought.
You know, the Colorado River ain't even reaching the Gulf, Baja Gulf, down there.
Yep.
The down there in the where it drains off into Baja, California, it ain't even reaching there. It trickles in there.
No.
And did you ever cross over I-10, like going to Phoenix? 20 years ago, the Colorado River was full right there. Now you go there, and it's almost empty. Just got small river going through there, you know? And
it looks like a creek.
Yeah.
Looks like a small creek. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's bad news, you know. And
it is. It is.
And they're just barely starting to talk about it, when we've been knowing this for the last 50 years. We know that they're taking this water. Our people have been talking about it for years, but nobody wants to hear us, you know? Nobody wants to hear us, you know? And it's wicked, you know?
You know, that's because people like that guy saying, get over it. They're the ones that, you know, they have a lot of control because of that destructive mindset that they carry, see? And they're the ones that, oh, it's okay, we can get it, you know, all for a few dollars, see? And that's what it is they have that spirit that they're supposed to carry and protect, because it's going to protect you. They don't have that, see? That's why Washichu has no spirit. That's why they stole all the religion. Look at all these churches. It's all stolen. They have no spirit. They don't have nothing. And that's the truth. See? And I don't care what people say. I don't care. They're real destructive. There's no spirituality to these Washitas. Every one of them. They're real destructive. And that's the truth, see. And they'll argue with you. They'll argue with you. The Bible's stolen. What religion do they have? What is theirs? I have yet to see what is theirs. They haven't shown me anything, any kind of belief system, any spirituality that belongs to the Washitu. We have that here in America. We still have it. You know? Yeah, that's what it is. And that's the thing they have is
Mazaska.
Yep.
And people come from different states and stuff come down here for the summer, you know, and some of them compliment, you know, like down there swimming at the river and how beautiful we have it. And,
yeah.
But they get in their big fancy trucks and RVs, like you was pointing out, and go back to their homeland, and they start living like the invasive species they are.
Yeah.
They turn right back into the beast. The beast,
you know,
Tunchi, destroying
like
all
this. Like this guy, yeah, like this guy said, the scientist said, if they ain't careful, and by the year 2025, they're going to, you won't even be able to take a shower. So what are these people with these big mobile homes and building all that water tank, dropping it all over, you know, all, throwing shit all over? What are they going to do? You know, what are they going to do? That's all going to be gone. And they don't think about that, don't you?
The water's going to be capped off for just the rich alcohol, making alcohol and selling the water and like you said, you know, everybody's gonna pay for water. You know, it's water, like you said, is gonna be more expensive than gold.
Yeah, that's what our Tungashala told us. I told you about that. They said that. You know, the Indians, we still have that, see? When Tungashalas come in, they bless our water, these sun dances and ceremonies. And they make it so that stuff doesn't affect us, see, because of that spirituality, that Nari, see? In the beginning of time, like you say, 405 spirits, plant and animal life. We're just Vaman Kashka, see? And we have that. The Washitus, they don't, see? And that's the difference between natives. That's why we're so close to the earth. And these women, they still feel the ocean. They still, especially these coastal women, they feel the ocean, everything that they're real emotional women because they feel that. And they know it's disappearing. So like they say, as the women go, so do the men. Think about that. When the earth is destroyed and there's no water, that's women that we're dealing with, see. There's going to be no, like, there's going to be no population here because there's no water, see. The ground ain't going to be able to produce anything without that water, see. And that's the women, see. So they're the ones, the women are real close to the earth, especially native women. And these Washitu, look at these Washitu wheels. They don't care. Like you say, look at those past presidents. They couldn't even service their women, so they had these slaves take care of them. That's how come you have a lot of Lincolns, Washingtons, Jeffersons, all these slave owners' names, because these black guys were doing that to their women. And these Washita women would put their kids right back into the black population. But they belonged to that Washita, see. That's what was going on. So there's a lot to think about, but yet native women that stuck it out, even though they got raped and whatever else. Look at, like I always say, look at Custer's kids. That woman thought they were going to accept Custer's kids, the Washitas. And what happened? See, they didn't even want Custer's kids. So she had to go back to her people, the Lakota people, to raise Custer's kids. The most racist, vile Washita person in the world. We have his grandkids on our reservation, living good lives. See, that's how these women, and that's how these men thought, Lakota people. They were kind-hearted because they were part of the earth. The earth, the Wamakashka, that they were part of that. So these people, these Washitus, they're the most heartless, spiritless people on this earth, but yet they lie, cheat, and control and steal everything. If they don't, if they want something, they prove to all these Washitus that this is good for all of us. They'll all go for it, and they say, "Oh, good for progress." You know, that's how it's got to be. They'll steal all that land from even their own people. Look at this eminent domain act that they have. Kicking Washitus off their own so-called, oh, that's my land. They're kicking them off, see. Saying, no, that's our land. We're Washitus. That's our land. But they don't know nothing. They just go around stealing. You know?
You know,
and yet, they consider themselves humans? Shit, that's not human.
That's another good point. You know, these Washitus all ganged up on us. Now the lower class Washitus getting kicked to the curb. The same ones that was ganging on us, you know. And they're the ones crying around, like you said. They think they got rights. They all run around. They got rights to do this. They got rights to do that. They got rights to ride their four-wheelers all over Indian land.
Okay, hold on.
Bring some beer in the car.
So, they got,
you know, when you say invasive, you know, invasive species, it's true. I mean, people really got to think about that word, that invasive species. When you put something where it doesn't belong and it thrives because they have no enemy. Think about that. When they first came here, and even the so-called Christopher Columbus and those guys, those priests that they had, that's what they said. They were people of God, meaning us, the natives that were here. And the Washitus are the devils. And it's all documented. But yet, Washitus don't preach, tell the real history of anything. Oakunka, they're the biggest liars. So when Artunkashavas, Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, and those ones, even my grandfather, don't ever trust a Washitu's word. Don't ever trust them. Think about that saying. Because they said the minute it comes to Muzaska, they'll sell you. They'll turn against you. And they'll be right beside you doing that with a straight face. And it's like that today. It's big time like that today. Washitu could be your friend. But the minute Muzaska is involved, you could take his wife, you could take his car, you could steal his dog, everything. But if you try to take a dollar bill from a Washitu, he'll go nuts. He'll pull his gun, he'll take you to court, he'll do anything he can to get that dollar back. That's how Washitus are. So that's what they worship, see? And that's the truth. So when our Tunkashla say, don't ever trust them because they have a forked tongue. It's true. It's honest to God truth, see? Because they lived it and we're living it, see? Like I was telling you, look at the story here. You know, that some young girl didn't know nothing. Still smelled like milk around the mouth. Shows up and trying to tell natives to get out of here, you know, because this is ours, you know. This belongs to the state, you know. And then the real park ranger, the guy that knows the laws and stuff, shows up and chews that girl out, young girl, educated her, that we're the invasive people here. It's not them. We came and stole what was theirs. He told her the truth. And she stood there with a red face, but yet she's still acting like she's high and mighty, you know what I mean? Because she had a badge on. She had a uniform on. That's a Washitu, see? And that's how these Washitus are. You know, even when you tell them the truth, they'll stand there and still believe in that lie that they have And they'll still turn around and lie to you on top of that. And that's why our congressionals said, look at what they did to us in our treaties. Look at all these agreements we have with the Washichus. Then they say, oh, it was you. They try to blame us for the invasion that they did, for the killings they did, for the wrongs they committed. Oh, you guys did it first, you know. How is that? You know, you're the ones that floated in on a ship here, and you're the ones destroying this stuff. How is it my fault? How am I doing this, you know? And yet they still, like I say, that guy's got to get over himself. Like I say, 10, maybe 5, 6 generations down the line, maybe even 3, when his grandkids are crying at the steps of somebody that has water, a cup of water, and they're crying, how's he going to feel, see? And then is he going to say, get over it, when those are his grandkids? They don't think like that. Washichus don't have that thinking capability. The natives do. Lakotas do. We still have that connection to the Mother Earth, to the sky, to the sun. Those are still our relations. And then these Washichus use that. Oh, what about Mitake Oyasi? It didn't say nothing about a sneaky Washichu, you know?
Yeah,
Mitake Oyasi is all this plant and animal life that was here, that should still be here, but because of them ain't here. You know what I mean? Then they want to say Mitake Oyasi and try to get in Sundance or ceremony or something. Get out of here, you know? Go thump the Bible somewhere else, you know? Get out of here, you know? Leave us alone. You've stolen everything we have, you know? And that's what it is, see? And these Washichus, they don't have that thinking capability. So whoever that guy is, he's lost. I mean, he has no right to say anything to any Indian person there is, or any Lakota. He has no right to even try to argue. Go argue that with your Washichu friends, you know what I mean? Go convince your Washichu friends, because we know what we're talking about. We know what we're saying.
You know,
and hopefully something like this will open his eyes, because it's true. Like I said, me, I'm sitting here down by the ocean, beautiful place. And I'm thinking, how long is that going to last because of all the stuff they're putting in there? You know?
Yep. Like I said, those poor whales are as big as that ocean is. They're starving out there.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be. Nobody should be starving at all on this earth. At all.
Nope.
You know, this earth has enough to feed everybody. It's meant to be that way. It has enough water to feed everybody, you know, but they're destroying it. And a lot of times they're destroying it just to be destroying something. Like poison water to the enemy. Nuke in the ocean, blowing up nukes in the ocean to test them. You know, and everything they do. And you look at the people that's responsible for it. Go down the line to who's doing it. You know. Who is the cause of them blowing up a nuke in the middle of the ocean? You track it down. It's one little white guy.
Yep.
Brainwashed a million other white guys to blow up a nuke in the ocean. You know? To go bomb Nagasaki. To go do this and do that. And they created a problem. So other countries got nukes now. You know, everything that they think they made is turning against them right now. It ain't helping us none, though. It ain't helping us none. But how do you stop this stuff? Well, we stop it the way, even with our little voice, even if they think we're hating on whites. I ain't hating on no whites. All I'm doing is pointing out what they're doing. If that's hate, then call it what they want. But they're the ones. If
I call it truth.
Ain't us, if that's
I call it truth.
Us, doing, yeah.
It's truth.
It ain't
it
us
ain't hate.
That's doing this. Yeah. It wasn't our idea to go steal gold. And how did they get that gold out of it? They used poison.
Yep.
To get the gold out of the Black Hills. They used poison to get uranium out of
gold.
There.
Yeah,
yeah,
to leach that stuff. They used, you know, they used some of the worst poisons in the world to leach that stuff through to get the to get what they wanted. See, and
just
they don't tell people that.
Just to make a damn ring.
Yeah.
So they can wear it. You know.
Or just to make just to make a bomb. Just to make a bomb to blow up in the middle of the ocean. See.
Yeah.
So how much destruction
uranium.
Are they creating? Yeah, just how much destruction are they creating to do this? See, to show, to flex their muscle, I'm more powerful than you. That's not what Khunkhunkha put us here on earth for. We're not supposed to do that.
No.
Where is there, you can't call them guys humans, Tanshi, that's not human.
There
that's what I
say.
No
man. Hungry child on this earth.
Yep.
No hungry child on this earth. And there should be no sickness on this earth, not like the way we're going through it now. We got so many sickness that's just normal to them. But it ain't normal to us, you know. Before they came, our people knew no kind of sickness, you know.
You know,
I mean,
Tanshi, going back to like you was talking about these cows and how easily they're manipulated and this heart disease that they're creating and stuff out of making this gristle in this cows, the fat between the muscle and stuff. You know, long ago when Tatanka roamed this earth here, the reason why we followed the Tatanka, like you said, is because the meat. Because they ate the prejuta, the medicine. If you ever go into a herd of Tatanka and you watch them and you take the time to have the patient and go out there and follow him for days, you'll notice something about the Tatanka. He never eats like grass, just like a lawnmower. He'll eat a little bit here. He'll eat a little bit there. And you go over there and see some of this stuff they're eating, Tanshi, and it's prejuta. See? So they ate the prejuta, and we ate them because that prejuta was in them, see. And that's why we was never sick, see. And that's why we was healthy people, see. We knew these things. And the Washichu, they took that away from us. They knew that. If they destroyed that, if they destroyed the health of these Indians and these buffalo, got rid of these buffalo, then we'll have control of them. We'll starve them out. Because that's even today. Like I say, you go out there and you watch these Tatankas. They'll never overgraze a pasture. Never. They'll eat some prejuta here, some prejuta there. Sometimes they get real lean because they refuse to eat certain plants. See, they only eat certain plants certain times of the year, certain days. So they're not like these cows that shit. You go there and it's like they're eating dirt, you know. Because they pull the roots and everything else out of these plants that grow there. Just something that's supposed to be natural is gone because of these cows. And they're shitting all that stuff out. And it's getting into our water. And we're eating in them, you know. And that's why we're so damn unhealthy now, see. Elk, deer, even them. You take their meat and you compare it to a cow. And then say, oh, it smells gamey. It tastes gamey. What does that mean, gamey? That's natural food. That's prejuta, see? That, to me, that's prejuta. You take a cow papa and a trachcha papa, and you, side by side, you compare them, and you boil them both same time, and you eat it, and you'll notice the difference right away, that cow papa doesn't even taste good. But the trachcha one, man, it's got a beautiful taste to it. You know what I mean? That you could feel and taste that medicine that's in that beautiful animal, see? And that's Tatanka, see. Deer, elk, because that's how they are, see. and the health. These cows are some of the I mean, man, even these pigs that they slaughter and stuff to mass produce the food and stuff, man. And then just think of how much they charge. And like you were saying, there shouldn't be a hungry child anywhere. But yet, because of the greed, the mother's got, and the abundance of food that they throw away because they say, oh, they don't want to pay for it. Because these people are Ushika, and they can't. How come you just didn't give it to them, you know? You threw it away, you know? During that pandemic, look at all the spuds they threw away in Idaho. All these places, they slaughtered a bunch of cattle in Texas. They didn't know what to do with them.
You know, this weekend, a bunch of dead salmon showed up on the Yurok tribe.
Yeah.
The Yurok tribe over there in Washington and Oregon. Chinook salmon. A bunch of dead salmon showed up. So now they're over there checking to see what's happening. And you know, most of these come out of the Columbia River. That Columbia River is a big river. And years ago, I used to drive down to there when I used to truck. Drive there down the gorge, Columbia River Gorge. And you look in the Columbia River, you see hundreds of salmon just swimming on top of the water.
Yeah.
Now you don't see that no more. You used to pull over. They have these ponds, overflow ponds, and there'd be salmon just in there, you know?
Dang.
And now
you
don't see them no more. And even though there's not that many fish in there no more, they're dying because that big Columbia River polluted, you know?
Yep.
And why is it polluted? You can't blame the Indians for that, you know?
No.
Why is it polluted? They're trying to blame the salmon. They're trying to blame the salmon from coming someplace else, you know? And, there's destruction going on as we speak. This is just this weekend. They found all these dead salmon all over the Yurok tribe. Chinook salmon by the lower... by the Klamath River where it runs in, you know? And you know? So as we speak, you know, this stuff's going on.
Yeah.
And where there's dead fish, that means the water ain't good to drink. You know?
It's contaminated,
It's
contaminated.
So our water... It looks like we have a lot of water. Looks like that Columbia River is bigger than Klamath River, Mississippi River. We got all these giant, beautiful rivers, but they're all polluted. Can't drink it.
Yep.
And
yep.
Missouri River, you know? And you know? And it's good to talk about this, you know? Because because the death that's going to come because of all of this in the future is going to be big time. You know, like in Africa where they're dying from hunger, we're not going to be dying from hunger. We're going to be dying from drinking funky water. We're already dying from that.
Yep.
We're already having preemie
diabetes,
babies,
all the
sick
diabetes and all that shit.
Know?
All the sickness that's associated with the water. You know, and man, it just turns you, the more I think about it, and just think, like that guy saying, get over it, because he doesn't think it's not going to affect him. Hell yeah, it's going to affect him, you know what I mean? Like I was telling you, 4 or 5 generations down the line, his grandkids, he doesn't think that far ahead. What sitting bull asked Crook, you know, he said, if you have one of these, you'll think for the future. He said, but apparently you don't. You know, and that's the truth to these Washiki.
One thing I noticed, this Mexican that attacked this other Mexican over that.
Yeah.
Usually when I do this, I go over and research these people on their Facebook. And this guy don't have much pictures, but he has a picture standing next to some fancy-ass car. I don't even know what kind of sports car, some kind of fancy-ass car he's, you know? So he lives in the city, too. He must be California because there's palm trees, and he's got this fancy-ass car there, you know? And I don't even know what kind of car it is. It's just a fancy-ass car, you know? And that's all this guy's proud of. And he's standing there with a rag, like, shining it up. So he's polluting the water just to clean his car, you know?
You know, that goes back to what I was telling you, Country. Just think, 2025, that fancy-ass car and him washing it, that water that he's using, is going to come to bite him in the ass. You know, and he doesn't even think that far ahead, see? He's worried about his shiny car. The image. The image is all he's worried about. He's not worried about, you know, his wife's kids or his grandkids or his daughter's kids or son's kids. He's not worried about them. He's worried about his shiny car, you know? And that's all it is, see? He's got, like you were saying, invasive species. He's got that mentality. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So when he's got no water to drink,
like that, the people that are like that,
yeah,
if you check them out, they're usually people that probably got a job, they drive a nice little car, but they're slaves. They're slaving for the invasive species. They're slaving for them. And, you know, Philip and Layla, you guys been turned on, so, you know, just in case you guys want to butt in or something. So I'm on a guilt trip, you know. But, you know, you guys are turned on, or I mean not turned on, but, you know, you're open to join in, is what I'm saying. We got to be careful because Vimber was going in and out earlier. He didn't know if he could talk, but he's going in and out, you know. And but, you know, I really, this conversation is worth talking about because, you know, you look at society, and I've been watching a lot of cooking movies for some reason, these cooking shows, and how they rely on vegetables and all this stuff to cook, and where they have to go harvest this stuff at. And you know what? Food is nothing without water.
Yep.
You know, because everything we eat starts from water, you know. Seed grows from water, you know. You know, same way with inside of the wildlife we eat, the birds and everything. You know, everything needs water. And water is disappearing as we speak. But who is smart enough to know about this? You look out there, it don't look like anybody gives the rats behind about water. You know? They don't. And the only one that cares about it is a poor Indian, you know? A poor-ass Indian is the only one that thinks about this stuff, you know? You know, because how did we get water? We had to work to have water. We had to haul it from the rivers. We didn't have faucets to turn on water. So we appreciated water. From the time I was young, I had to help my grandma haul water in buckets, you know, and fill up she used to have one of those milk containers she hustled up, you know. Remember those milk containers are shaped funny, they're metal. they got a funny top on. And
cream can.
She had them. Yeah, we go fill up them with water. And water wasn't easy when we were small, but it was there. You know, we just had to go get it coming from the spring, from the, you know, from the river.
From the creek. Yep.
Yeah. And we just had to haul it. So from having to go get it and haul it in buckets made us appreciate it, you know. And drinking that water was good taste water back them days, you know.
Yeah. Well, where I spent my summers with my auntie, her name's Aunt Elsie, just like yours. And she had a spring and had to go to the spring and get buckets of water. There's no running water there. But, oh, so wonderful, this cold water from the spring.
Yeah, and you know, I liked it. Even when I was went to Russia, I used to go with every other evening. We'd go to a spring and get water and haul it back, you know, and them Russians do that, you know. The world, real down to earth people rely and appreciate water. And they're doing what they can to solve a water crisis. But at the same time, the number of the 7 billion or how many 7 billion people on earth, probably 6 billion of them are the ones destroying the water or don't care about it, you know. And the water's disappearing. And I'm glad we're talking about it right now. Because as big as that ocean is that you're staring at, Tanshi, it means nothing. You know? It means nothing. Because they already polluted that big, giant ocean. You know? They've polluted that ocean. That's why the great blue whale is endangered species. The great white shark is endangered. The plankton that those big blue whales eat are little bitty sea creatures that go in big giant herds. That's why those big whales have those teeth. They call them baleen whales. Well, the plankton they eat is hard to find now. And like she pointed out, the Great Barrier Reef in Australia is rotting out, you know. And the barrier reef, animals, fish and other creatures live in there. They're what makes the world go round. Everything. And the Washichu is tearing it up. And I say the Washichu because it is the Washichu that's tearing it up. You know? They're the ones gave the green light to take this stuff. They're the ones that taught everybody else, all these other cultures, about nukes. They're the ones taught all these other cultures about mass producing and mass killing and greed, you know?
Yep.
So, you know, that's why I'm glad that Darcy's out there looking at it. He might be sitting there enjoying it, but at the same time, he's becoming... You know, when you see this stuff, it helps you rejuvenate your possessiveness for water in life. In life other than humans. You know, animals are beautiful. Those birds, you know. I've been, there's like a couple lakes I was going to Sioux Falls and back, and pelicans are out there swimming in these lakes here in South Dakota. Way out there. Well, I passed by. These lakes are drying up real quick now already. They were, because they got a lot of water recently, so they filled up, but they're already drying up. Pelicans headed out. You know,
country, the good way to gauge how far we've come. When we was young kids, remember the ducks when they'd fly north and south? In the springtime, south in the wintertime. If you look now, where did they go? You only see a little bit flying here and there.
Should I see some going the sideways, east and west, you know?
Yeah, and it's there's that's telling us something, you know, because they have to have water to survive. And when there's good water, when there's healthy water, there's a whole bunch of them. But if the water is not good, then there's not very many of them. So that in itself should tell these people, these Washichus, these domestic species, what's happening. See, water is getting destroyed. And those ducks, those ones that use the water, that need the water, they're telling a story. See, that's who we believe in. That's who we work with. That's who we are. But Washichus don't see that. See? And those ducks, that's what they are. They're a sacred animal put here by Wakantchanka. But yet, why is that happening? That, to me, that's telling us that there's bad water everywhere. That's what that is telling us, because they need good water, good healthy water, to be, you know, to be in abundance, to have, you know, to thrive. But yet, look at it, like you were saying, shit, some of them are going crazy trying to find some going north and east and west. You know, where are they going to find that good water? That's what they're looking for, but it's not there. And if you look at it, Hershey, it's hard to find ducks anymore. It's hard to find sandhills crane. It's hard to find any of those birds that used to be, you know, a whole bunch. Do you remember those birds that used to be in prairie dog towns? Remember they had that beak that kind of went up? Do you remember those birds, Hershey?
Yeah.
Shit, you don't see those anymore. See? That's what I mean. Those they're telling a story. They're disappearing. That's telling us that the earth is getting destroyed.
And you know,
the water is getting destroyed.
The Washichu is trying to control how many animals we have. They count the animals. If there's more of this kind of animal, then they tell the hunters to kill them off.
Yep, they do that with bears around.
Yeah. And they're like bears. There's only so many thousands of bears in the whole country.
Yep.
And they only allow so many thousands. They only allow so many hundreds of wolf. I say hundreds because they don't allow thousands of wolf like they.
Metaportal,
you know,
with smart sound.
They look at wolf as a bad creature. And they're down there right now in Florida getting rid of those, they call them invasive species, pythons, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? You know, they're trying to be in charge of what you can have and what you can't have. I don't know why those pythons are down there for. And to me, maybe Wakantchanka figured out a way to slap them over there for some reason. Maybe swallow some white guys up or something. But, you know.
Yeah.
You know, who are they to tell how much they, like in the Black Hills, they said we had too many mountain lions, so they went on, they gave a bunch of hunters a free license to go hunt mountain lions. What kind of crap is that?
Terrible.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, those mountain lions, we need those mountain lions.
Yep.
I mean,
rodent control.
Like over here, we got so many prairie dogs that that people can't have decent gardens out west here and all that are because these prairie dogs took over. I don't care. But how do they get rid of them? They go poison them.
Yep.
Terrible.
You know? And then they can't get rid of them all. But before, they didn't need to poison them because we had mountain lions that eat them. We had bobcats that eat them. Now there's hardly any coyotes out no more. We used to see coyotes. I hear them in the nighttime here, but I don't see them like we used to. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
and
they're
those,
killing
those,
everything.
Remember, they used to have those ferrets, those wild ferrets that used to live in those prairie dog towns, eat prairie dogs and stuff.
Those black-footed ferrets.
And they're not,
they're going extinct.
You can't find them no more.
Yeah, they're going extinct because they poisoned them. They poisoned them and taken their fur.
When you poison a prairie dog, that mountain lion or that weasel gets a hold of that, and he eats that, and he dies from it. See, and those birds that I was telling you about, those long beak, remember they used to go up instead of the other way. Those ones, the same thing. See, they when they threw all that oats out there, they thought it was good oats, and they ate it. And they're all dead now. See, so there's a lot of jackrabbits. Same thing. There's no if you look around. Like in the Badlands, man, there used to be a lot of jackrabbits. And you'd be lucky if you see one, you know? And
you don't
even see them dead
on the road no more. You don't even see them dead on the road no more.
Yeah, they're gone. And jackrabbits and those cottontails, shit, they're not, you know, Tanshi, you can't, every once in a great while, maybe every 5-6 years, you'll see a cottontail, you know? And that's it. But they're barely hanging on, see? And all these, the wild animals that used to exist, they're not there anymore because of Washita. Say, we got to control it. We got to do that. You know, there's always a second, you know, they don't think about the kill. It's all about kill to the Washita. Why? Why are they so goddamn hateful? Why are they so evil? Like this guy is saying, get over it, you know?
They even got Indians thinking like that. They even got Indians thinking like that now.
In a few years when he can't have his latte at the corner coffee shop, what is he gonna do then? You know, when there's no water to make that powerful cup of coffee that he likes so much, you know, what's gonna happen? How's he gonna feel? What's he gonna think? Is he gonna say, "Get over it"? You know.
Well,
man,
they're getting rid of animals because the animals are eating their corn that they're making ethanol out of. They're getting rid of animals that are a danger to their cattle that's polluting our water with, you know, and like some Indians. There was a mountain lion. Somebody had a picture of a mountain lion over there by Parmalee. And right away, some Indians were saying, we need to go out and kill it. You know, our kids are in danger. I said, wow, what kind of Indians are that, you know?
Jesus Christ, holy Christ.
You know?
Well, Mama Kashka wants to live too, you know what I mean? It ain't doing nothing to those people.
Like
you know,
they chased a young mountain lion in Mission because they have these springs over there. They go, you drink water, and then he is young, so he's probably taking a shortcut, went cutting through town, you know. And here, the cops started chasing it. Someone called the cops, Anyway, they chased this mountain lion underneath someone's trailer house and blasted it. Underneath a trailer house. You know? You know, rather than leaving it alone, that mountain lion was scared. He would have left town. He wasn't going to hang around there. As soon as they left it alone, he would have snuck out of town. They'd never see him again. He'd probably say, damn, I ain't going that way no more. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not stupid, you know, to kill them just because it's the mountain lion. It's an endangered to, you know, something, you know. Our people don't even know how to live with Wamakonska, you know, like you said. They don't even know how to live with them anymore. They don't even want to live with them no more.
Washitu thinking, Tanshi. That's what it is, yeah. I don't know exactly what you're saying, Tanshi, because that's what it is. That Washitu mentality, that destroy, you know, that's why I say, if we ain't careful, Tanshi, in the not very distant future, we're going to be nothing but red white men walking around, you know. There's going to be no more Lakota. Yep. And it's sad because,
you know,
I teach my kids the Lakota way.
Yeah.
And they believe in that way, see. And I mean, what's going to happen to them, you know?
You know, I went fishing, and there wasn't even no fish out there. I used to go out there and fish and be whipping in fish, you know?
Yeah.
Stuff's getting pretty bad, even trying to fish, you know? So I had to come home to eat some fish. I opened up a can of tuna.
Oh.
Hey. Come on, tuna.
Yeah.
Fished it up.
Yeah, I said, man, I want some fish. I went out and fished all day, even went the next day. Ended up having to open a can of tuna.
You know, Tanshi, that's the other thing, like this tuna you're talking about. Look at these ships they got running around in these places where these fish hang out. They got canneries right out there. And they use those dragonets or whatever they're called. Every day, those canneries run 24/7. See? And just think of how much overfishing there is, like this Pacific Ocean. Shit, it's pitiful, Tanshi, man. God dang. You know, there used to be a lot of sea lions, and they're not here no more. They're gone.
Oh, no.
No.
You know, even them, they're getting affected, you know.
Yeah, I used to go down Huntington Beach, Redondo Beach Pier, and them sea lions. Hell, I'd be swimming in the Corona Del Mar. I used to go there and swim a lot. Man, them sea lions would come up right next to you, you know. I remember I took my bros from the band, from the res, took them over there. They never seen a sea lion. My class, he said, that's the biggest hairy dog I ever did see. I remember he told my mom, he said, Auntie Marge, he said, man, they got big prairie dogs over here. He was talking about because they were feeding. Went to Knott's Berry Farm and they were feeding the seals, you know?
Yeah.
He was shocked they all seen the seals. Man, biggest prairie dog I ever did see, you know?
Yeah, you know? Do you think about it? It's all disappearing, Tanshi. You know?
Yeah.
It's sad as hell, man, you know? And they're taking all this stuff away, what they eat and, you know, how it's sustained. It's all gone. There's no, I mean, Washita wants to control everything, but yet at the same time, he's destroying everything. So control, that's what control is. I don't want no part of that, see? Washita could all float their asses back to Europe. Stay over there, you know? Why do they come here and act like that? You know, that's, and like I say, you know, look at what it took for that park ranger to educate one of his own kind. She had no, the only thing that mattered to her was that uniform and that badge and how the authority she carried. See,
That was the main thing. Nothing else. No compassion. Nothing. See, that's a washichu for you, see. And it took her supervisor to come over here and educate her. She knew nothing. She was protecting the state, is what she said. See, what is the state? It's a group of destructive washichus, and yet she's backing them? And these natives that didn't do a damn thing to her, but are using their land, they're using it, they're not overdoing anything. And she goes against them. That's what washichus are like, see. Destruction, control, evil.
Ignorance.
Yeah, you know, and yet there's a guy sitting over there saying, get over it. When his latte at the corner is gone and there's no water and it's all mud that comes through his pipeline, what is he going to do then? What is that fool going to do? Is he going to say, get over it? You know, when his car ain't worth a dime, what is he going to do? Is he gonna drink that? You know, that man is a fool. He's an idiot for not taking up for the earth. If nothing else, slow it down. Look at what's going on in the East Coast, and then the West Coast over this side, it's all drought, nothing but drought. Over there, they're flooding, and they said it's gonna continue. And they're expecting tornadoes in mass numbers this year. I don't know what's gonna happen, but scientists are predicting that because of global warming, all this stuff's happening now. And they said it, they miscalculated. They said it's going to happen sooner than later. They said they misjudged it by years at the destruction that's being created. And these are people that study this shit for years and years. See? And they're saying that. And yet their own people, their invasive species, are thinking they're liars. But when it comes to, they're going to be the biggest crybabies. They're going to act like they're the biggest victims in the world. That's what it is. They're not going to admit that they told this guy to get over it. Oh, he didn't tell me nothing. He didn't say nothing. He, you know, they're going to blame him. See, that's a washichu for you. See, he's a victim, no matter what.
Can I see
that? Well, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to put my two cents in too. Look at Europe. They start to pay the price too. Look at, what was it, Portugal, Spain, all them. They have the drought, and look at all them rivers. Germany, France, even Austria, they're drying out too.
Yep.
So that's what they get for
sucking the American butt, you know. Hey, Ursula, you're on to... Ursula Young Bears, maybe she could just say hello. She's been on for a little bit, but I wanted to thank her for stopping in, you know.
Doggy's
Ursula.
Got something to say.
Oh, even, yeah, he says, yeah, I need water too.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, we have, you know, water. They even went to jail, prison for it, you know. And,
yep.
And they started a movement, you know, our people started a movement to protect water. But the movement, once it reaches out a certain area, it gets dropped because the people with money are living. It's like you drive through the rest and you see people flying the American flag and all that. You look, they're living in good houses. They got solar. They got all the stuff. But the poor Indian, they ain't flying. He ain't appreciating on the American. But it's like that to the whole country. When people are, you know, got a house and a nice car, right away they're full-blooded Americans.
Yep.
But the minute they don't have that, they're the loudest bitchers. They bitch the loudest. just like you said, Don.
The biggest
victims. Yeah, yeah. Just like what you know, when you know they're the biggest ones hauling guns around and all that. But when one of them gets shot, they're the biggest crybabies about guns. They're the biggest crybabies
yep.
about everything. You know, and
yep.
You know, it's just that's how it is. You know, and it's a bad thing what we're going through, but people don't know it. You know, we've been getting water. Don't trust this water here, so we go down to spring or whatever, fill up water jugs. You know, down there. There's some springs over here, and then there's a couple places that these people still getting water the old-fashioned way, you know. And that's how we're doing it, you know. But anyway, life is – it's good that we talk about this. It's good to spend just two little hours out of – all the time in the world on this.
Sounding the alarm.
And hope that, you know, if it hurt, we hurt some Washita's feelings, you know, that's all right. It's all right. Ursula, got any comments before we head out? Time just flew past.
No, I was just listening in. I came in late. I got in the last half hour, but.
Well, I'm glad you came, and, you know, it's good that you come, you know, because, you know, you're a Lakota relative, you know, and it's good to have support, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a lot of things we, you know, looks like our people are, you know, it's like somebody said, nobody gives a rat's ass no more. As long as they can make it to Rapid City or get to something, that's all they care about, you know. And they'll spend all their money going to the games or the powwows or stuff in Rapid City and be broke the rest of the year, you know. That's Indian. You know, but
that's true.
But,
go make their appearance
yeah.
at Walmart.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, any last comments, Layla, before we go? We're going to have to go right now.
Yeah, I pray about the weather every day, Wombly. And I want to ask everyone who's listening to join me. Pray about the weather every day.
Yeah, and you know there's hurricane season. I seen there's a big giant one forming in the Atlantic, you know. Well,
yeah.
I hope it don't go ruffle your feathers, but I hope it whips around and tears some ass up someplace else. You know, big hurricane.
I hope it pulls all those boat people back to where they came from.
Yeah. It's forming out there, you know. Like I said, I don't want it to hit you, Layla, but I don't mind.
Yeah,
that
I don't
hurricane
let him come here, Wombly.
I hope that hurricane whips around you and tears some ass up elsewhere, you know. You know, but I don't mind it if those hurricanes tear some ass up because, you know, we go through bad stuff every winter, but we go through it all the time. And nobody. We don't get disaster relief or nothing. But anyway, we're going to have to run. And Tanshi, can you take us out?
Oh.
Okay, with that, we're going to have to head out and, you know, hope everybody has a great day.
this train going in from Fargo, carrying my mother back to me. She died last week outside of Fargo, victim of her country's apathy. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. No, no more pain and no more sorrow. Don't you know that you have won? Never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Yeah, hey, hey. Never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. Though they never let me know you, still, you mean so much to me. Now, I wish that I could show you all the love you're never gonna see. No, no more fighting for me, mother. No more suffering to be done. Never-ending rain, I'll bring you home again. Oh, mama, 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free. 35 more miles and you'll be free.